Once upon a time in a faraway land there lived a prince. It was time for the prince to marry, but unfortunately there was no princess by his side. To find his princess he traveled around the world. All the princesses from the neighboring kingdoms visited the king's castle to meet the prince. But the prince had difficulty choosing the right princess. His father, the king, wanted his son to marry a real princess, but after searching for so many years, he lost all hope of finding the right princess. Sad, hopeless, and immersed in his thoughts, the prince continued to live his life. The king and queen were very saddened by his situation. On another sad night, as he sat there thinking, a great storm began. It was a deluge. The lightning was shocking and the sound of thunder boomed in the castle. The prince had difficulty sleeping as he watched the lightning strike by his window. But at the same time he couldn't help but think of his future princess. Amidst all the noise in the castle, one of the maid servants noticed someone knocking at the door. She opened the door and noticed a shivering young woman who was drenched by the rain. Even in the state she was in, the poor girl still looked very beautiful and elegant, and with great difficulty she spoke. "Will you let me come in, please? I am alone. I got lost in the forest." The maid felt sorry for her, so she ran to tell the king and queen the news. "We cannot refuse a visitor at this time of night. Let her in." The king quickly informed the guards of this situation and ordered them to help her. The guards led the girl into the living room of the castle and seated her in front of the fireplace. Seeing the girl's soaked garments, the queen ordered the servants to bring suitable clothes for the girl. Alone with the girl, the queen asked her, "At this hour and in this weather, may I ask what you are looking for?" "I am a princess from a distant land. My castle has been attacked by enemies to protect me. My mother and father sent me secretly with two soldiers, but once midnight came we lost them due to the storm. And here I am. I found your castle. Thank you so much for letting me in here." The queen found it hard to believe, but it was still harder for him to send her away from the castle. The prince was curious to see who this mysterious girl was. He wanted to meet her. At the moment, the girl was wearing the dress the queen had given her. Her hair had dried and she felt more comfortable. She now looked much more elegant and beautiful. When the prince entered the room, he was mesmerized by the sight of the young princess. But he still wanted to know for sure if she really was a princess. The queen told the prince that she was going to take care of the situation and find out if she was a real princess. "If she is a true princess, we will find out tonight." The prince and princess chatted all night long. The prince was so in awe of this girl, but he was trying to get to know her better. The queen prepared the guest room for the girl, placed a pea under her bed and covered it with 7 mattresses. The girl slept on this strange bed that was prepared for her that night. The next morning, the queen waited for the girl to wake up, and when she did, she asked her, "Did you sleep well last night? I am very fortunate that you have given me shelter, but I had great difficulty sleeping. My body is sore and my back hurts. It was as if all night I had been asleep on something really hard." This was the exact answer the queen was looking for. She knew that only a princess could feel such discomfort through a bed covered by 7 layers of mattresses. She went to the prince's side and explained everything that had happened. Upon hearing this and finally knowing that she was a real princess, the prince could not hide his happiness. He told the king that he would like to marry the princess, and so the king accepted his son's proposal to marry the princess. The prince asked the princess to stay in his castle for a few more days until the war was over in his kingdom. In fact, he sent his own troops to help save his country. And then the prince proposed to the princess, "Will you marry me, my princess?" And as soon as he got her answer, they lived happily ever after. That night, the prince put the pea in a glass box and made sure they were displayed in the best corner of the castle. For many years, the pea received visits from people who believed in royal love. The story of the prince and princess continued to be told for many years to come.